ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Does Iran's attack on Israel mark a dangerous moment for the Middle East? Or is it simply the latest development in decades of tit-for-tat aggression? The barrage was revenge for a deadly Israeli strike on an Iranian consulate in Syria. Now, Israel says it will retaliate when the time is right, something the US wants no part in. Benham Ben Talablu is a senior Iran analyst at the DC-based Foundation for Defense of Democracies think tank and joins us this morning. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you so much for having me.
This strike has been labeled historic. Given it's the first direct Iranian strike on Israeli territory, how significant is it? Do you think that this is a massive escalation in the tensions between those two nations like we've never seen before?
It's an excellent question, and the simple answer is absolutely yes. The Islamic Republic sometimes says it responds in kind, and one would have thought that there would have been a terror attack or potentially, God forbid, even a missile attack at a diplomatic facility or something like that, if indeed they were responding to the killing of several IRGC officials in that annex in Damascus. But this is a significant escalation, not just in this shadow war that has existed between Iran and Israel for the past few years, but a significant escalation in terms of how the Islamic Republic adjudicates foreign conflicts and the 45-year enmity the Islamic Republic has had with Israel, because it has never, I repeat, never directly launched ballistic missiles from its own territory against Israel.
And then there's the big question about what was Iran intending to do? Israel says it mostly thwarted Iran's attack. Was Iran unsuccessful, or did they want to do it this way?
I think it's actually a kaleidoscopic answer. The facts remain the same, that they did indeed telegraph the strike, that they did indeed want to be seen publicly as taking revenge, that they did indeed use a mix of low-tier, mid-tier, high-tier, so some good quality and some poor quality weapons. So it can be any and all of it, that they wanted to be seen as responding and therefore got more political dividends than military dividends from the strike. Or one could say that they thoroughly exploited the lead-up to the strike because they had the whole world watching them for a week and a half, which gave them a status boon, which gave them a security boon. But from a military perspective, I do have to tell you, they will be set back. The Islamic Republic has been a gray zone fighter, a shadow fighter, and now they were forced to come out of the shadows and take this strike. And in so doing, the Islamic Republic has now put a target on its own back, because Israel is a conventional military powerhouse, and indeed it was able to thwart much of these long-range strike capabilities with Western and even Jordanian help in the airspace. So it will end up actually, in my view, in the short to medium term, costing the Islamic Republic more.
A fortnight ago, you told RN Breakfast that the term strategic patience was being thrown around within Iranian state media and usually hawkish regime elites. They were hesitant to respond with force to Israel. Where has that conversation gone now?
I'm glad you mentioned that, because it shows what a difference a week can make. It looks like that phrase has gone out the window. Despite the limits and the scene setting and the corner cutting in some of these Iranian statements that led one to conclude that they would be going towards strategic patience, and indeed them using the phrase strategic patience, and indeed the track record of them absorbing Israeli strikes rather than being publicly seen as responding to those strikes, that has gone out the window. That has gone out the window so much so that the commander of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, in the aftermath of the strike, has said that Iran's new doctrine vis-a-vis Israel is that it would be responding publicly and from Iranian territory to threats that it believes it faces from the Jewish state. So in this sense, the Islamic Republic is either riding a capabilities high or a hubris high. Either way, it makes the regime prone to taking more risks, which can introduce a heck of a lot more instability in an already unstable Middle East.
Israel says it will respond when the time is right. Is Iran prepared for an Israeli response of equal measure, or does it expect Israel? What do you think Israel is likely to do?
Well, certainly at this point, and particularly in a post-October 7 Middle East, It's more a question of when, not if, Israel will respond. And then following from that will be how, and either with or without American support. The how is interesting because there already is a track record in the past of covert activity of Israel in Iran. For example, cyber operations, sabotage operations, drone strikes, even assassinations of military nuclear scientists, for example. But moving into the overt realm has never happened. And in that regard, it will not be like, if there is a strike, something parallel to the Iranian one, where 90-some-odd percent of Israel's projectiles or planes or whatever capabilities it throws at the regime will be intercepted. Iranian air and missile defenses are advanced, but they are nowhere like the layered air and missile defense architecture that Israel had and benefited from on April 14th.
So how real is the threat of a regional war now?
It significantly has gone up. Again, I don't see the Israelis absorbing this strike. Again, one might wonder what the target set might be. Here are some options to consider, and here are some options I'm sure the Israelis are considering, as the War Cabinet has already convened for the second time. They're probably debating over something that they raised the alarm bell over two decades ago, which is, if there ever is going to be a strike on Israeli on Iranian territory, would they have to go after the nuclear program as well, or would it be limited against the military capabilities? Would they have to defang the regime, or would they even have to go further and decapitate the regime? These are all things that the Israelis are discussing, probably, and will have to check those aspirations and discussions based on capabilities, based on financial cost, based on technical wherewithal, and even based on American support. And that is the last one is something Iran is counting on. Iran is counting on, right after the strike, a gap being widened between Israel and America such that President Biden would arrest or impede or contain a potential Israeli military reaction.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure. Thank you.
And that's Ben Taleblu, and he is a senior Iran analyst at the DC-based Foundation for Defense of Democracies think tank. And you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.